watering the garden of the soul, ego and energy management in our spiritual journey. The ego, a concept as cryptic as it is crucial. Frequently, it's regarded as the foundation of our individuality. It frames our understanding of the world, our position within it, and how we associate with others. However, it can also be seen as a mechanism that redirects our energy in non-constructive ways, often encapsulating us in a cycle of fear, judgment, and consequent energy redirection. Decoding the ego. To comprehend how the ego causes misdirection of energy, we first need to recognize what the ego truly is. The ego is not truly us. It's more like a facade, a cultivated persona shaped by past experiences, conditioning, and societal expectations. It's an entity that flourishes on distinction, demarcating I from you, us from them. While the ego assists us in traversing the physical world, it can also lead to spiritual stagnation. This primarily happens because the ego operates from a place of fear and judgment. It fears the disintegration of its structured identity, hence clings to the familiar, often resulting in resistance towards change and growth. Ego, fear, and misdirection of energy. The fear radiating from the ego behaves like a water channel, redirecting our spiritual energy in undesirable directions. This fear embodies anxiety about the future, regrets about the past, and an overarching resistance to accept the present. It's a fear of losing control, a fear of the collapse of the self that the ego has so carefully built. Living in a fear-based state leads to continuous misdirection of energy. This situation is akin to watering a patch of weeds in a garden, supporting their proliferation. Over time, the garden, much like our pool of energy, seems to be overrun with the undesired, draining our vitality and strength. The judgment trap, a derivative of this ego-based fear, is judgment of ourselves and others. When the ego judges, it aims to reaffirm its identity, to substantiate its constructed version of right and wrong. However, each judgment is an energy reallocation, a withdrawal from our spiritual energy reserve. Each time we judge, we construct barriers, creating a divide between us and them. But each brick in this barrier is an energy unit redirected, akin to watering the weeds. The more we judge, the more energy we misdirect, eventually leading to a state of chronic exhaustion and spiritual stagnation. Dissolving the ego, redirecting the energy. If the ego is the source of our energy misdirection, how do we redirect it? The solution lies in acknowledging, understanding, and gradually dissolving our ego. Recognize the ego for what it is, an accumulation of past experiences and conditioning, not our true self. Acknowledge its presence, but don't let it dominate. Remember, you are not your ego. You are much more expansive, much deeper. As we foster this understanding, we begin disempowering the ego. The fears start receding, the judgments start fading, and the misdirection of energy starts correcting. Towards optimal energy and spiritual awareness. Dissolving the ego doesn't mean losing our individuality or becoming passive in the face of life's challenges. Instead, it enables us to channel our energy more productively. Our energy reserves no longer get directed towards sustaining the ego's pretenses. Instead, they become available for conscious manifestations and enhancing our spiritual awareness. In letting go of the ego, we do not lose ourselves. Instead, we discover our true selves. We unearth the expansive consciousness beneath the ego's layers, the core of love, acceptance, and unity. Energy misdirection due to the ego forms significant hurdles on our spiritual journey. But as we recognize and dissolve our ego, we correct these misdirections, allowing optimal energy for conscious manifestations and elevated spiritual awareness. In this dissolution, we find not loss, but liberation, the liberation of living as our true, expansive selves.